another edition of Bridging the Gap. We're taking the word to the streets. Bridging the Gap with Dwayne Kennedy. Oh, don't go nowhere. You're listening to Bridging the Gap. Bridging the Gap.
What's happening worldwide, listeners in the triad? Hallelujah. What's happening? Welcome to Bridging the Gap. We in the house today. We got a great broadcast for you today. Of course, we always lifting up the name of Jesus.
Yes, and
just
indeed.
Praising his name in the fullness. Hallelujah. It's all about Christ. Amen.
Yes, it is.
Amen. We got Elder Charity sitting over in the house today.
Hey, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody.
She's on time today. She usually late.
I know, all the time. But you know, we gotta, you know, sometimes we gotta make a grand entrance.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
But when you are a mover and a shaker, you never know.
You never know
what it takes to get a person in the house.
Uh-huh.
And so coming from multiple places today, I was able to schedule it, and then plus I'm excited about who we got in the house too with us.
Yeah.
So I was trying to be on time, but I'm still late.
We got guests. She's being polite because we got guests in the house.
In the Lord, y'all.
We got guests in the house. Amen. But you know how I like going right into this good gospel music, so we're gonna go into that, and we'll be back with our guests in a minute. Praise ye the Lord.
Since you got the dope, drop the bow and start grow like it's not cop and blow. That's how the block go, not cop and blow. More like cop the foe plus FOMO. Equal an eight, that's for promo. With a gang, still remain solo. It's in my veins like a cholo. Wood grain with the Momo. Block stained with the same photo. Drug dealing, blood spilling, thug mug peeling. The same logo, eight eternal, created journal. Yahshua's commanding officer, he made me colonel. In the inferno with the fourth man. On dark blocks, where they park drops and spark clocks until hearts stop. Past the clip and smashing, dipping, consuming, flashing, tripping, moving too fast to listen till he crashed that whip into the center divider. Now sinners decide whether he live or die, dealing with riders.
Costing fast, lean another hustler, lost in hard times, got him pitching the wall. He know what's wrong, but he's caught in the game. Rock with a fiend, sparking the flame, walk with a cane. In the hallway, sorting his change. It's where the tables turn tricky. His brothers in the game, boarding like he makes some Derrick G and King Griffey. Neighborhood MVP. Sell dope from the dirty south, back down to the CPT.
Worldwide like a MP3. Had cheese, dipping the cheese before we even seen the kid. Turn 19, supplied the homies with that light green. Flossing cause he thought he had the right team. But now the feds on
the map.
Infrared's on you for packing up macaroni in the sack for the homies. Cold thing, how the game go? I tried to change, so what I gotta bang for? Long as my name broke.
Hold up.
Like it ain't funny when it came to money. Turned 17 and changed the name to Honey. Same as Sunny, that's her best friend. Collect ends, roll up bins on them tight rims. They all in, only getting her ball on matter. I saw her at the mall getting honeycomb tatted. She didn't hesitate to switch up. She hit the strip club, shaking for them rich thugs. Hoping they tipped up. First chasing money, now she mixed drugs. Got her a stack left home, now she's starting to miss love.
Daddy's kissing his hug. She reminisces on her life, which was, but now she's a pole dancer. But it's old cancer, just like Eve, let the serpent romance her. Greed fell for the first trick, thought up, wasn't how she was brought up. Ran, cause she was caught up, caught up.
Yeah. this gang, all the other gangs made up. Say what? Ain't no devil that could fade us. Even if they send me to the grave, I'ma raise up. Chest poked out in my op's face. And it's not by my might, it's by God's grace. Armor of God on as I storm snakes. Praying for my family and friends, cause I got faith. Strongholds get broken off of my folks. Devil, I'm fast and it's smashing your high hopes. Every bar in this song is a life quote. Sober living, even though every line's dope. I study my Bible and write notes. Devil asked me to sin and I'm like, nope. No shackles, I'm covered by God's name. Favor like a Bitcoin, it will blockchain. I'm just living off the fruit of God's labor. I got supercharged favor. Supercharged favor. I'm just living off the fruit of God's labor. I got supercharged favor. Supercharged favor. I'm just living off the fruit of God's labor. I got supercharged favor. Supercharged favor. I'm just living off the fruit of God's labor. I got supercharged favor. Supercharged favor. Shalom to the gang. Devil come to steal, but he won't get a thing. We are blessed from the bottom of our souls to our brain. So witchcraft attacks are bogus and lame. God's favor kept Noah sustained with his folks in a boat that will float in the rain. Favor surrounds you. Favor protects you. You will not be where the hater can get to. God might test you, but he won't forget you. You're his sons and daughters, not nieces and nephews. He will make heathens respect you. And even if you do not sneeze, he will bless you. If you off track, he will correct you. The jailbirds and dope fiends, he will rescue. If you lack in these demons will press you. Repent and be baptized and be from the set too. I'm just living off the fruit of God's labor. I got supercharged favor. Supercharged favor. I'm just living off the fruit of God's labor. I got supercharged favor. Supercharged favor. I'm just living off the fruit of God's labor. I got supercharged favor. Supercharged favor. I'm just living off the fruit of God's labor. I got supercharged favor. Supercharged favor. I'm just living off the fruit of God's labor. I got supercharged favor. Supercharged favor. I'm just living off the fruit of God's labor. I got supercharged favor. Supercharged favor. I'm just living off the fruit of God's labor. I got supercharged favor. Supercharged favor. I'm just living off the fruit of God's labor. I got supercharged favor. Supercharged favor. Supercharged favor. Yes.
We're taking the word to the streets, bridging the gap.
God's favor. God's favor is flowing through your veins. God's favor is flowing through your lungs. God's favor is all over you. God's favor is all over you.
Put no faith in dividends. Baptized in the spirit, in the water, no gremlin. Need the Savior's blood in my veins like insulin. Used to be lost, but now I'm found, no Gilligan. Trying to reach the world from China to Michigan. Yahshua's the bomb, we call him nitroglycerin. Reason for the season, and I ain't talking cinnamon. Bloodstained soldier, yeah, you know I'm militant. Got food for your soul like collard greens and chitterlings. Take it like medicine, Holy Ghost riddling. The devil's such a racket, back and forth like Wimbledon. Far from righteousness, more like simpleton. Got bars on fire, and we ain't even grilling. Grilling. Beats so cold, and we ain't even chilling. Chilling. Lifting up his name, and we ain't got a ceiling. Ceiling. Dying to the flesh, that's what I call a killing. Yeah.
Lord is my strength, so I lift him higher. Forever he shall reign, and the devil is a liar.
So praise God.
Hating, hating, expect me to debate him, bait him. My weaponry stay amazing. The messenger came to save him. My message is praise him, praise him. I'm magic on the mic. No naked, no Channing Tatum. Every night I pray, confessions I say him. Every sin, every way to rest, I just lay him. Don't mess with me, Satan, Satan. My destiny lay it waiting. These changes I'm breaking them loose. My dues, I paid him, paid him. I rhyme to the tempo of this tight instrumental. Slicing like insul. Knife, this the life that I'm into. I don't freestyle much, but my rhyme. The conventional, I'm tight with a pencil, a pen, or other writing utensil. So praise God, he's the author, the finisher. finisher. I'm producer, songwriter, musician, also a minister. I administer my message from major to the miniature. This isn't a game. We spread in the name of Jesus. Believe it, we bring in the flame. Yeah.
God is my strength, so I lift him higher. Forever he shall reign, and the devil is a liar.
So praise God.
I'll carry my cross.
and amen. Hey, welcome. Welcome to Bridging the Gap. We're in the house on this beautiful, beautiful day.
Yes, yes.
We got some great guests in the house today, and we're just enjoying the Lord. Hallelujah. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing great. Fabulous.
Oh, my God. Can I go ahead and introduce
him?
I'm so excited that we have none other than a new author right here in the triad. Yes, none other than Andre. Guess what? McNeil.
Hallelujah.
And he's known as Dre or Healed McNeil right here. And he wrote a fictional book that is called none other than My Mother Called Me Beautiful. And it is a beautiful novel that we'll get into when you can go and enjoy the book signing. But we're so excited to have him in the house and how God has just turned him around. We also have none other than his beautiful wife, Miss Adrienne. You want to say hi to the people?
How y'all doing?
Yes, yes. And then we also have none other than his son, one of his sons, Malik is in the house. No, Malachi is in the house.
I'm Malachi.
What's that scripture says? Come on, Malachi. What that scripture says, shall a man rob God, yet he had robbed thee? How? In tithes and in offering. He don't mind taking offering if y'all want to send some offering over to Malachi.
Amen, amen.
But we're just excited to have, the topic of our discussion today is the power of forgiveness.
Hallelujah.
And oh my gosh, and when we talk about the power of forgiveness, I'm just excited that Minister Kennedy always, he always give me an opportunity to come in the house and bring some people with me. And we just want to kind of do like a little introduction of when we're talking about forgiveness. You know, oftentimes we forget about how Christ.
But before we get into the meat,
has forgiven us. But we ain't gonna get into the meat. Yeah. I just wanted to say how Christ has forgiven us.
Oh, right? Yeah, amen.
How
we are
Christ
forgiven. Yeah,
has
yeah,
forgiven
yeah,
us.
Yeah.
And we've been saved by grace,
amen,
and His Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
And all of that. And I'm just grateful that my brother over here has forgiven me for being late and being on time
late.
Today.
You weren't that late. But hey, but they did beat you here, so that's unusual. She usually late, but the guest is later.
Yeah.
Amen. But it worked out great. But hey, Andre, first of all, that's a great name. That's my first cousin's name, and I love him so much. We got a little bit in common, but introduce yourself to our listeners who you are.
Okay, my name is Andre McNeil. Born in New Jersey, son of
East Coast.
Yes, son of pastors. And my parents been pastoring. My father's been pastoring for many years now. He's been in the gospel over 64, 65 years.
Amen. Wow.
And he,
preacher's kid.
Yes.
Oh, he's the PK. Oh, preacher's kids in here.
Amen. He migrated to New Jersey from North Carolina. And he's the baby out of 11. Mm. And, you know, we all grew up in church. All my cousins, because all his brothers and sisters, we all went to the same church in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
My uncle was the pastor, the bishop then at that time. And he's still a bishop as well, Bishop Jesse McNeil. And we all grew up together, tight-knit. And we was one of the most powerful churches in New Jersey at that time.
Wow.
And
Lord was using you, huh?
Yes, I played the drums in church.
What? Played drums with? That's a PK.
I wrote poetries and skits.
Oh, my goodness.
And stuff like that for weddings and funerals. I was always called to do those things.
Amen, amen.
And that's how I got the gift of writing. I got my gift from my mother,
you
know, as far as the creativity to write. And that's what I did.
Now, was you born here or in New Jersey?
Thank God I was born in New Jersey.
Yeah, what did you say, thank God?
Yeah, well, you know, I had an East Coast accent on him, you know. He's not New York, but he's not Philadelphia, so he's like right in between New Jersey.
Right.
But I hear that accent.
But I lived all over the country. I've been to many states, lived in many states.
Uh-huh.
I've been to every state in this country but two.
Okay.
Wow.
And, you know, I did a lot of ripping and running, you know, out there doing the wrong things.
Amen.
That's how.
Such is life.
Yes.
Hey, that's why we are. We on this forgiveness tip
today.
That's
right. That's right.
that's what brought me here in North Carolina, which I didn't plan on staying, but I met my wife, my beautiful wife, Adrienne, you know, and...
Y'all ever heard y'all conversation? Y'all been married 20-some years. Like,
yes,
ahead. Come on, yes, somebody.
Yes, man. We're going to do another 40
or 50. To God be the glory. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. That's awesome.
Yes, and, you know, God gave me two sons. One is who is a chef in New Jersey.
What? Wait. We need to fly him on in back on in here.
Yeah. And right. My baby here, Malachi, who's 13, you know.
All right, now.
So that's our little small family, but we thank God, you know.
Small and powerful.
You know, God even gave me a family after the life that I lived out in the streets, you know. Yeah. You know,
I know that feeling, man. You know, yeah. We're just so thankful that, you know, we came out. That's why I used to thank the Lord. Lord, I'm glad that I came to you when I was whole.
That's,
you know, because
I'm
a lot
about.
Of people come to the Lord when they broke down and busted and disgust. But I came to the Lord when I was whole. You know, and I was just like, thank you, Lord, you know. So, yeah, I believe me, I understand that. Because I didn't have none of my kids till I got saved.
Right. Well, I was jacked up when I came to the Lord, you know. I had lived in... so many shelters all across this country.
Yeah.
I've been to 14 rehabs. I have to say that I was a cocaine and heroin addict for 27 years.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And God delivered me, and Thanksgiving Day, I celebrated 26 years clean.
Ooh, amen.
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 I became a drug counselor, and I helped people get into rehab.
That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what I'm talking about.
They don't need no insurance. You know, we could just get them in the rehab right away. Long as they don't have no felonies pending, I could get you into rehab. I could get women. And she could have 7 to 10 kids, and I could still get her into rehab her children. And that's what I've been doing here in North Carolina for the last year. I've been here since 2004.
Amen.
So you recovered and restored, and then God, he redeemed the time, and now you helping others.
Yes.
You
that's
know,
beautiful. That's
do
beautiful.
Have that same journey that you have. That's beautiful.
And that's how the Lord do. You know, he has these packages that he has developed, and now he's sending this package to the other people.
That's it.
That's right.
Yeah, we go through so much, but it's the Lord that will get the glory out of everything that we do. I mean, that's a powerful testimony.
Yes.
That's powerful, man. And I appreciate that.
It says that each one teach one. So,
that's
you
right.
know,
yeah.
I don't get paid to do the counseling. I tried to do work at rehabs and stuff, but the money money's not worth it.
Yeah.
You know,
mm.
you know, that's part of, you know, social services, and, you know, they don't pay in the hours you put in. So I just do it for free. I started out, you know, in my father's church, you know, doing drug and alcohol meetings. The meetings grew. Those meetings was in Dunn, North Carolina, about an hour and a half from here. And the meetings grew. But, you know, since then I moved. We ended up here in Greensboro, you know. Mm-hmm. My wife came here kicking and screaming because she came from a little country town called Clinton, North Carolina, you know, where, you know, she thought that was it.
Uh-huh.
Once she got here, you can't get her to go back.
He's right. You know.
And my son, my baby boy, he definitely don't want to go back,
Amen.
You know, so.
Well, that's it. You know, when you find your calling and you place right where the Lord places, it's just an awesome thing. Yeah, I appreciate that testimony, man. We got to have you back just on talking on that counseling things, you know, because
yes.
I had a similar background, you know, coming from the streets of Philadelphia. My deliverance process was a little different. And this is why I know God will reach people where they are.
That's right.
You know, I came from crack to Christ.
Right.
Just like that. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
And I didn't even know I was delivered. And then he took me back to the streets
right.
to start helping the ones that was stuck.
Right.
Because you can get stuck in that.
Right.
You know, a lot of people don't. I mean, they look at people that's on drugs and it's like, man, I don't know anybody that's on drugs that want to be on drugs.
That's right.
I have never met anyone, you know.
Yes.
It starts out
glamorous, but you end up miserable.
Yeah.
People were telling a lie. They said they had an all bad time while it was out there. It was fun. And I had a great time out there.
Even the Bible tells us that.
You know?
Bible tells us there's pleasures in that sin. There's pleasures in there.
Yes.
You know, but that lasts for a season.
Yes.
You know? Hey, but we're going to go to a break and we're going to come back and we're going to start getting to the, I mean, I'm ready to jump in now because I didn't know your story was that rich.
Yeah.
You know?
That's right.
I appreciate the book. and the forgiveness thing that we get to be touching on. But man, you got a rich testimony, and a lot of people, see, this is what I believe. I believe that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. And, but I do also believe that our testimonies are not for us.
Right.
You know, they're for us as a witness for others. Right. You know, to witness to others. See, so I appreciate the Lord and all that He does in all of our individual lives.
Right.
You know, because it's one body.
That's right.
It's one body.
Yes.
And this is what a lot of church fail to realize. It ain't about your church, that church, this church. It's about the body of Christ.
That's right.
And it's one body, but it got a lot of different members.
Yes.
Right? You know?
Amen.
So that's just powerful. Yeah, but we're going to come back. We're going to go to a break, and we'll be right back in a few. Hallelujah.
The weapon for the kingdom and the city.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy Mike Teezy, and you're now tuned in to Bridging the Gap with Minister Dwayne Kennedy on 1340, 1400, The Light, WPOL, 103.5 FM. Let's go.
Got too many rides to the jump, that's when I took flight. Some people said that I was dumb cause it ain't look right. Tell me what it look like now. Night and day from where I was to where I am now. My steps will know that you already had it planned out. I'm alone to you, it's like I'm singing ransom. And I should be there, I'm still alive, don't understand how. Except that you've been good to me. Look like I got nobody, but I know that you wouldn't leave. And that's why I can't go by what I see. I'm careful what I say, I know there's power in the words I speak. Letting out, don't wanna let any down. And they gotta let it down. Oh no, I can't let it ride. See, I can't let it slide. Had to give up the wheel, so I let God drive. I be walking out with my faith, I can't walk by side. No, oh no, no, I can't always go by what it looks like. I want my faith, so I make sure I grip the book tight. Got so many rides to the jump, that's when I took flight. Some people said that I was dumb, cause it ain't look right. And that's why I can't always go by what it looks like. So I make sure I grip the book tight. Got so many rides to the jump, that's when I took flight. Some people said that I was dumb cause it ain't look right. Tell me what it look like.
So they don't mean it's gold just cause it's glittering. Nowadays I check the schedule, I got fit them in. Nowadays these snakes got legs, they ain't just slithering. Ain't afraid to take on a problem, won't be no shivering. Not at all, worry if I fail cause God is who I'm falling on. I know this my calling cause God is who I'm calling on. God fly the plane and I'll never let the pilot on. Look like blessings coming, gon' pile it on. Yeah, he had told me to jump, I took a leak. Yeah. Now they all waking right up, they was sleep. Say no, TLC, try to creep, try to creep. Life got chilly, my God came with the heat. He told me to plan, I say, looking like some brighter days. Ain't look like I made it, no sight, I'm a fake. Yeah. Time coming on,
I ain't always go by what it look like. I love my face, so I make sure I grip the book tight. Got so many rides to the jump, that's when I took flight. Some people said that I was dumb, cause it ain't look right. And that's why I can't always go by what it look like. So I make sure I grip the book tight. Got so many rides to the jump, that's when I took flight. Some people said that I was dumb cause it ain't look right. Tell me what it look like now. It's looking like the upside. Ever since I made the decision to trust God, it's looking like rags to riches. I can't take no credit the way we rag. It's different what it was. Looking like I took him at his word. Thinking I'ma quit on him or on me, that's absurd. It's looking like the things they said about me weren't right. That's why you can't go by what it look like.
This is Dwayne Keon. Be sure to tune in Saturdays from 4 to 7. Listen to Dwayne Kennedy with Bridging the Gap.
I can't help it, I just gotta praise God. When I think about what he did in my life, I be like, yeah, 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 praise God.
Script my
my soul was ripped. That's why I rode to get a lift. With cloudy vision, God's a myth. Perversion was my confidence. I love the things that weigh me down and block the sound of God's voice.
What did you say?
It's funny how the ones that run away could be his next choice. Yeah. I was addicted. Marijuana had me lifted. Until I submitted. God took my life and he flipped it. Now that I've been lit, I'm on the rise like a biscuit. Handing out tickets. Bread of life at the soup kitchen. Come get a bite. Promise it changed your life. Credit to Christ. He paid the price. I'm gonna cross and die to make you right. You sin been wiped. All you gotta do, believe. If you fake, he gon' see. Christ done rose up from the grave, breaking all the chains. I've been set free. I think I hit a new level. I stop when the devil disturbing my peace. I keep my foot on the pedal. They call me a rebel. I bow to the king. No one else can compare. You come for his seat. You need to be scared. He's walking with me. My joy been OD, so praise to OD. I can't help it. I just gotta praise God. When I think about what he did in my life, I be like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise God. Preacher was teaching, I was just swerving, thinking it wasn't that urgent. I saw the light and closed the curtains. Still in my heart, it was working. Doubt in the place of my ugliest version. Then one day everything changed. I took a bath in the blood detergent. Look at the truth. Yeah, I came up a new creation. I know the devil really just been hating that. That's why he bring the temptation. Want me to pick up my things and take it back. Too bad I'm covered in blood. So with the spirit, ain't no erasing that. But as for his fate, yeah, there was a link for that. That's in the Bible, ain't no escaping that.
I can't help it, I just gotta praise God. When I think about what he did in my life, I be like, yeah, 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 praise God.
Your grace, grace that I don't deserve. I love how you've passed down this gift from generation to generation to my kids. Thank you for your grace.
Breath in my body when I'm not alone in my room on my knees. How do I manage to smile today even when I lost someone important to me? It's that gift I open when I wake up. It's that feeling I get from a favor. Can I look a tip that you leave for a waiter? Little things in life, but they got us feeling major. I cry sometimes, I can't lie, overwhelmed by his grace. Take a look back on your life, think of all the good days, then memories don't fade. Just look where I started, my life is anointed. I didn't know music, but started performing. I came into rapping cause I was appointed. God gave me a gift and a purpose, I'm soaring. They call it love, I call it grace. Grateful for everything. I know I'm safe. Pray about anything, we be okay. Family good, so I'm blessed with my day. I am not perfect, I'm making mistakes. Then we got sins, he washed it away. Life gets so hard, we struggle for days. Wanna go far, but we lose the way. But his grace wouldn't save me. His grace wouldn't make me. I'm changing, his grace motivate me. They can't stop my comeback. I've fallen again. But it don't stop him, he is so faithful. Life unstable, God is able, that's his grace.
Acknowledge that I got it not by my accomplishments, but his favor just couldn't be put to rest. I don't have to test it, I can still attest. knew I deserve it, not for a minute. But I'm with his house like I was a sinner. No need to forget that his grace doesn't miss. It's a guarantee 100%. It's no exceptions that I'm catching blessings. I am all in this world like a reverend. Grace is never on E. I don't need to be guessed like a 7-Eleven. It's Jesus I'm buying and I won't be selling. I counted a bank, so who was you telling? I'm guilty of sin like I was a felon. But his grace and his power's electric. Must I say, all of the ways that he made a way. Every direction, I had some choices. I filtered the noises and now I'm anointed. He picked me up when I was down. Yeah, never had counted me out. Ever since I've been on my way, all I needed was the route. All I needed was his face. All I had ever desired was his grace. Now all I'm seeking is a spot. A spot in heaven, am I asking a lie? I don't know, but I know that it's real. And I know how it make me feel. Unspeakable, unthinkable. The way he loves, atypical.
I was never alone because you cared for me. You was there for me. Show me you love me. You took me in like an abandoned kid. Clean me up and then erased the ugly. Then you sent me out like I was independent. I was so dependent, but I trusted you. Then everything came full circle. 360, I'm telling you, your grace is amazing. That's why I praise you. Your spirit's contagious. Outrageous, my attitude don't faze you. I'm the minor, you're the major. You're perfect, Jesus. You're worthy, Jesus. You're the reason why I'm believing. I'm broken pieces. You made me whole. Amazing grace. I receive your grace. Thank you for your grace.
Yeah. made in the image of you.
Try to feel my vibe. Haters give me 5 feet. Y'all kill my vibe. I'm forced to hustle and use muscle in this cruel world with no guidance. So I really had no choice but to resort in violence. Some heat proceed to get paid substantial. I had to hit the block to set up shop for my finances. And if I don't play sports, I never see college. Hung in my hood, and I got a little street knowledge. Get your wealth, look out for self, and watch your health. And when ever in the time of need, just call on God for help. Stack your mail, avoid a prison cell. Not faking God, paying your tithes, got me living well. Don't kiss and tell, but y'all who's got me crossed up. This my creation, play your Haitian, get y'all tossed up. And it's a shame if you don't lead the game. You're bound to see the flames, better hit your knees and call his name.
And watch me ball, pick up the phone. Gossip, make a gang of calls. Tell them gospel gangsters here to take it all. You hope I fall, I'm not the ball guy. Home, you picked the wrong guy. Your mind and tricked you into believing your own lie. Look, I keep the gospel and gangster. At the same time, you get sick, I pray. You disrespect and I'ma take mine. Cause God and his West Coast gangers make me famous, beats and lyrics off the easy for cheesy. But can you blame us running like a wild pack of coyotes? You can't tame us, property of committee soldiers. You can't blame us trying to own busy. Skyscrapers, baptized with high papers. Got the whole industry trembling while I'm cool to annihilators. They can't fade us. Don't get mad because they play us. I'm down and dirty by my scratch, making fools take hiatus.
We just too rough. Now I can talk about this a little further, but I choose not to. Because the rules of the crew is that we stay loyal and true. Don't wait, man, don't put God first. See, this all we can do. Never have loose expectations, homie, because that's being untrue. See, I done left the game, but game never left me. And when the thug comes off the streets, he can never really take his whack sheet. My whole focus is being right and making cheese. And I know in order to do that, I gotta stay on my knees. Having a paid for home and a navigator, that ain't bad. But some folk will criticize, make me feel like it's bad.
Everybody laughed and played their games. I just sat back with my pad, taking names. Seems strange looking back as I reminisce on how it changed, and that has come to this. Vibe with it, the rhyme I get begins. My mind just flips, this cycle never ends. My life's a trip. If I could get away from the game, then I would switch today and change my ways. It's just a phase I'ma go through. If your mind starts playing games, what you gonna do?
I need you.
sanctified dawn, call the yarn off guard. No one caught all y'all, didn't I? Humbug, fat track, soak you like a drug, rotate the love. I'm about to rule in a minute. Graves are dug, all you got to do is lay in it. Profile of a thug is the worst, like a curse. You doomed, you done. Room enough for one, gotta pray. Mad prayer, haters jealous today. It's gonna take more than after you to hand him a praise. Jesus, give him the praise for the great things he has done. None can stop, we as one. Gospel back, boy, rule like Buju Ramtan. Open your eyes and recognize who I am, son. Cause of Christ and Jiggy Lace, the nice flow tighter than the vice, sanctified for life. Don't be mad, cause I'm fat like that. Don't be mad, cause I'm blessed like that. Don't be mad, cause your style is whack. Who to blame? Don't be mad, cause I'm fat like that. Don't be mad, cause I'm blessed like that. Don't be mad, cause your style is whack. Who to blame? Yo, I'm not your average mediocre joker, trying to be hard or be God. Just a brother trying to live a dream, y'all. Recall the work and the sweat, love and the debt. Tears through the years and all my family and peers who got wet. Regret a lot of things, never sweat a lot of things, understand. Be the man across a lot of things, diamond rings, Cuban Lakers, shouldn't intrigue us, it's the fat crack kills. Real, we need Jesus, how you feel? Fill 100 bill off your knot, head so hungry you can hit his stomach ground. Down the block on the real money, a little money, never make you hot. Just like you can get money, money, you can get got, believe that. Easy like a nod to your mind on a breezy night, nobody there to shine but the street light. Be like on the neutral side, representing Christ, the one you know who crucified, time for change, baby. Don't be mad, cause I'm fat like that. Don't be mad, cause I'm blessed like that. Don't be mad, cause your style is mine. Who to blame? Don't be mad, cause I'm fat like that. Don't be mad, cause I'm blessed like that. Don't be mad, cause your style is mine. Who to blame? When you see me flossing, whipping something awesome, don't be mad at fat dad, cause you walk in. When you had a dog, should have paid your time, but nah, you was too busy clocking mine. Now I shine like the Stratus, Joker's mad at us. My whole team get more cream, the bang bandits. G-O-S-P-E-L, I'm preaching that. Land Cruiser, fully loaded, I'm peeping that. Credit, forget it, co-signer, never that. I wanted daddy, cash to carry, give me that. 20 years, cold black, now I'm fat. Non-believers, where they at? I shut that trap. Heart attack, BBJ, got mad flavors. Cause of Jesus, we just stacking paper. Buy the truck loads on silk sheets, I doze like the president. Order what you want, I own the restaurant. The capital G-O-D, be the glory. Universal concussion, end the story. Story. End the story.
High Point.
And amen. Hey, welcome back in the house. Hallelujah in the name of Jesus. So how's everyone today? And are you enjoying your day today?
Oh, yes. Wonderful.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes. Hey, man, I love beautiful weather. I love the rain even greater. So, but hey, I get in where I fit in.
That's amen. Right. Amen. Yeah, that
let's to just witness it.
So check this out, Andre. I mean, your testimony is so rich. See, I'm lost. I don't know where I want to go, but I do know we want to get into the meat of this book. We do want to get into the subject of forgiveness and the power. So how does this book explain, because this is your first novel.
Yes, sir.
So explain to us what's in this book, and then how does this relate? Because then we're going to jump right into this forgiveness. See, I had to get on them, y'all, because they was doing all this talking off camera, off radio.
I told y'all he was going to throw some shade when we get on the camera.
And I was like, y'all need to say something for the air.
It was flowing. It was so organic. It was so organic. Well, you was saying some good stuff, though.
All y'all was.
Y'all was in some good conversation in between.
I'm just sitting there listening. I'm like, man, the listeners need to hear that. So hopefully you can remember.
So what we were talking about is forgiveness. And I was just saying how even as a preacher, as we talked about earlier, you know, you being a preacher's kid, but not just going through your life and your journey. We're talking about you're sober. You've been sober for how many years
26
now?
26 years, Thanksgiving Day.
Woo, 26 years, Thanksgiving Day. And then you said, you know, and then I said, well, you know, we were talking about the power of forgiveness, and sometimes it's a matter of how you got to forgive yourself.
Right.
And then, you know, Adrian, you said that was hard to do.
Yeah.
And elaborate a little bit more, and then I'm gonna prompt what you got to say. But go ahead, I'm gonna prompt it.
Let me say something right quick.
This is why you don't want us talking in between.
Elder Charity had to ask her, do you want to elaborate? See, when we was at commercials, she didn't have to ask. Just like, boom.
Are y'all shy of the mic? Nuggets. What in the world? wait, we can't have y'all shy of the mic. Go ahead.
But yeah, that forgiveness piece, forgiving yourself, is really big. It's difficult for especially the believer. And I can just say myself, for example, sometimes it's hard to forgive yourself. Like, we can let other people go. We can let situations go. But sometimes we are our worst critic, our worst enemy. Sometimes we'll allow the enemy to condemn us when the Holy Spirit does not condemn us. He convicts us of sin or things that we need to get right. And to be able to let yourself go, to give yourself grace.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's really, really, why is that so hard for us?
And when you talk about why is that so hard, it kind of goes back to what you were saying. You know, Andre, you said, you know, everybody was mad at you. But when you decided, can you tell us a little bit about when you decided to turn your life over to Christ?
Right.
And what that looked like?
Well, I mean, I just have to be honest. I didn't have a problem forgiving myself because after all I did out there in the world, in the street for 27 years, you know, trying to move the crowd, God forgave me.
Amen.
And, you know, He forgave me after I know I should be dead and gone, you know, in the ground.
Right.
And because He forgave me, that let me forgive myself. But, you know, I wanted other people to forgive me and to accept me, you know.
Amen.
But That was my problem, you know, just other people accepting me again. And just like my pastor said, and I have to say, we got the greatest pastor in the world.
What?
Dr. Kevin
Who's
Williams
that?
At New Jerusalem Cathedral and Sharp Road in Greensboro, North Carolina.
1822. Sharp Road.
Yes.
1822.
Yes,
Sharp
so,
Road.
Amen.
You know, he told me, you know, it's time for you to come out of hiding. So, you know, after I got saved, I sat in the background, you know, for years, you know, just watching my wife. She does praise and worship in the choir and stuff, you know, but I just felt, you know, just sitting in the background and not saying anything, just trying to do right and live that lifestyle, the Christian way, you know. That got old, you know, and I found out people still wasn't accepting me, you know. And you can tell, you know, when you've been out in the streets, you know, people in the streets, they could tell more than a person in church.
That's
know?
Right. That's
and
right.
They catch on to things quicker, you know. And people out in the world are forgive me quicker than somebody in the church.
Well, I'm going to throw this out at you, too, because God knows us. God knew we was going to go through that.
Right.
In Timothy, God says, it's written through Paul. He said, do not be ashamed of your testimony. And see, and this is what stops people's mouth.
Right.
Because they're ashamed of what they've done.
Right.
And, you know, the Bible says God threw it in the sea of forgetfulness. But we keep reminding ourselves.
Right.
But the Bible in Timothy, he says, do not be ashamed of your testimony. Yeah, you went through.
Right.
But now this same thing that you went through with, use it to bring somebody else through. So God was he knew all about what everything that we go through and all of that good stuff. That's some good stuff, man. But hey, let's jump back into the forgiveness. Get to the book so we can jump right into the seriousness.
So you said God throw it in the sea and throw it in the sea of forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you got some Christian scuba divers out there. I call them the Jacques Cousteau's of the gospel.
You gotta look at it like this. That's the adversary. Yeah. The Bible says he's the great accuser.
Yes.
See, so anytime you have somebody accusing you or bringing up your past that you know you repented for.
Right.
You got to recognize where it's coming from.
That's right.
Of their father, the devil.
And that's a good point when you're talking about people who keep bringing up your past.
Right.
And oftentimes we, like you said, you know, you got people in the church who continue to do that. They haven't forgotten.
Yeah. Right.
They haven't forgiven. But when you forgive yourself and you move on, you got to learn to, well, I won't say you, but I had to learn.
We all.
to not allow what people say to me to impact my ability to forgive myself.
Amen.
And to move forward.
You know, that's some powerful stuff. You know, listen, I'm going to go right back to the Bible. Apostle Paul. You know, he did some dirt. To the saints.
Yes.
And the saints hated him.
Hated.
Mm.
And just like you were saying earlier, you were saying you haven't done nothing to some people and they still hate you.
Right.
You know? And Apostle Paul, he said, though I am free from the opinion of everyone.
A man.
Wow. Yes. I make myself a servant unto them all.
Amen.
That's a powerful say. He said, listen, I'm free. Yeah, you know what I did. I used to kill the saints.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, you know what I did. You seen what I did to Stephen. You were there.
Even my name changed.
Uh-huh. But, but I will make myself a servant unto you all that I can bring you to Christ. And that's what it's all about. And that's the mindset that we have. And sometimes it's hard.
Yeah, that's where.
Because in the midst of that.
I was trying to get to that point in my life.
Yeah.
And I'm just starting to get to come to that point, you know. And even writing the book, you know, this young lady, she had to forgive her mother. Mm. You know, I don't want to go into the story.
Yeah, please.
No, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
She had to forgive her mother because her mother was an addict.
Mm-hmm.
And she was, you know, it was her and her sister and her brother. And, you know, her mother brought in addicts, and they slept over. They was eating their food. Sometimes they starved because they wasn't eating, and she just watched her mother just run amok, you know, just getting high, you know, smelling and throwing up and all that. And through all that, she still forgave her mother, you know.
Mm.
You know, the name of the book is My Mother Called Me Black Beautiful.
Beautiful, yes.
It's a novel written by Andre McNeil. We're going to tell you how to get a hold of this. He's got a book signing coming up, too. But, you know, after hearing your testimony, and I know you call this a novel, but after hearing your testimony,
man, this
is some real life stuff in here.
Yes.
You see, because you experienced a lot of this firsthand.
Oh, yes.
See, so now, this is some real stuff.
You know, it's funny when Adrian called me and said, Charity, you know, my husband released the book, and I want to share it with you. Can we do a book signing, you know, at the Ritz? And I was like, okay. And I was on my way out of town. And then she said, I'll call you back. But our lives got busy. And then she texted and said, the book is ready. The book is ready. And I saw this proud wife, you know, of, you know, hey, you know, my husband's doing this. And then I said, well, I want to talk to your husband. What is he talking about? And then I said, what's the title of the book? And when it said, My Mother Called Me Beautiful, that thing hit me. Just the title itself.
The title,
My mother called me beautiful.
Hallelujah.
And oftentimes, we don't know the power of the words that comes from our parents.
Right.
And that statement was like, wow, my mother called me beautiful. Then I began to think about as a single woman, as a building relationships, I don't have to wait for somebody to call me beautiful because my mother did.
Amen.
Yeah.
I don't have to wait for somebody to call me beautiful because my father did.
Hallelujah.
And that's what hit me. And then you start talking about your life and you said, this is a novel. I said, what? gotta be a true story. I kind of got locked in, so I was like, wait a minute, I need the book.
Because, yeah, I mean, my father don't call me beautiful, and nor do I want him to, you know.
Right, but
you
handsome.
Know, call me handsome, but, you know, for years, me and my father, we struggled with the relationship, you know, because he was just hell and brimstone, fire and all that, and going
that
to church. And for years, I have to say this, I couldn't stand church. I wanted to do everything opposite of the church. Mm. And then that lifestyle became glamorous to me because I got to hang out with some actors and some pro play basketball players and stuff like that. Mm. Was doing the same thing I was doing. So, you know, I found out I wasn't lonely out there. And, you know, and because of that addiction and all that, I had 23 surgeries and since 2014, you know.
Wait, if I was
to take off my shirt, you would think I got shot up, you know, by a machine gun or something like that. And hip replacement on dialysis for 6 years. My wife did my dialysis. And, I mean, it was a lot. You know, my wife can vouch for it.
Wait a minute. Did you say, wait. 2014, you said 23 surgeries? Wow.
23.
Wow.
We had so many surgeries, my wife wouldn't even tell my parents and them. Some of it, we've been in the hospital so bad.
Wow.
My son was 4 or 5 years old at the time, and all he knew was to come get in the hospital bed with me and just lay there with me. So, you know, 22 surgeries. And this year, you know, after I got, I had a spine and neck surgery, and that was the worst out of all of them. I don't remember Christmas or New Year's, and, you know, if you were to see my back and neck on Facebook, you'd be like, wow, you went through all of that. And I told God, I said, well, God, I know you forgave me, but now I don't want to do no more surgeries. You know what I'm saying? I want that to be it. Please, you know, give me time in my life so I can have a good time with my wife and son, you know, and we have, you know, just spend life without all of that, because that's all we knew. That's what my son knew, you know.
Yeah.
And it got to the point, my son got tired of me coming to his school, walking on crutches or in a wheelchair and all of that. So, you know, I just wanted to be free from all of that, you know. So, and God is honoring it, you know. He's definitely honoring it, you know, because people say, I don't look what I've been through. But I know I don't look like what I've been through, but I was 225 pounds.
Wow.
You know, kind of cock diesel muscles. That's what attracted my wife, and, you know. And now I'm just 170 pounds, you know.
But she
like
still
Channel
got
11.
That glisten in her eye, though.
Okay. Yeah. You know, now I'm built like Channel 11, you know, straight up and down, you know. So, you know, I just thank God. And let me say, you know, my wife, she's the best.
Amen.
Because a lot of women, and I'm going to say a lot of black women, wouldn't have stayed with their husbands, you know, through all these surgeries.
Talk about
it. I'm just going to keep it real, you know. They wouldn't have stayed and hung around. And, you know, even when I wanted to give up, you know, I told my wife one time, I said, let's increase my insurance. And then, you know, let's go from there. You know, I was about to give up. And my wife told me, are you crazy?
Mm.
You know.
We're not doing that.
We ain't doing that.
Doing
you know,
that.
You know, we got our son. And, you know, that gave me a push and that gave me a drive.
Man, we got about 5 shows going on here, y'all. This is about 5 different broadcasts going on here right now, y'all. We got the wife, a dedicated wife. We got a husband that went through some things. We got a book review. We got
the
testimony.
Child in the bedroom.
Come on, somebody.
In the hospital.
Come on, somebody.
And he's here and smiling. And but you know, that's a great point that you said is, you know, a lot of times we would give up. But that, you know, that still goes back to the power of forgiveness.
Right.
Forgiving the circumstances.
Right.
That power of love. Mm-hmm. That power of God and who he is in your life. The power of who he is. And when she said, what you say? We ain't doing
that. No, we're not doing that.
And when she said we ain't doing
she meant that, y'all. I seen her face. I seen her face, y'all. She meant that.
Yeah, I even had that.
She meant that.
I said, forgive me for feeling that
way. Amen.
But, you know, I'm just keeping it real because, you know, a lot of times people in the gospel, they say, don't claim it. I'm not going to claim something I got, you know.
Ooh.
You know, I claim healing,
yes.
But, you know, don't tell me don't claim it, you know.
You ain't going through what you
got.
You know, I said that a long time ago, man. People thought I was crazy, but you know, you can't tell me how to get out of a pit if you've never been in that pit. And right. That's just what I'm just saying. So, you know, if you ain't never been where I've been, then you can't tell me how to get out of that. See, so it's all relying on God and his principles and his yes. teaching. And then he will put people in your life
right.
that have yes. experienced what you went through for that encouragement. But most of the times, you know what? It's just you and God.
Amen.
It's just you and God
that's
dealing
right.
with that issue right at that time. Believe me, I know. Believe me, I know. Y'all get it. I was gonna say a little while ago, y'all didn't see the side of Charity. She's gonna be the weeping prophet. She's gonna start crying in a minute ago, y'all. You know what I mean? But hey, I'm like this. When the anointing falls,
amen.
When the anointing falls,
hallelujah.
I'm gonna tell you, I'll be in a corner somewhere snotting, ooh. Just crying out the Lord, you know.
And
but I feel the anointing here in this conversation.
Yes.
And that's the whole thing. God will take you through and it'll be just you and him.
That's
amen.
Right.
And he'll deal with you and him, but then he'll put people in your life
amen.
To help you through it.
Yes.
Man,
yes.
this is a beautiful thing.
And that's yes. the power of who God is.
Amen.
And when you really look at, you know, you made a comment about, you know, not claiming it. It wasn't until later on that I learned what they were trying to articulate is that it's the power of the words in your mouth.
Right.
So that power of the words that's in your mouth, you got to speak those things
amen.
As though they were. And that's just an analogy of saying, hey, I'm going to speak healing and I'm going to speak deliverance. I'm going to speak restoration.
Right.
I'm going
right.
to speak it. And your wife said, you ain't going to speak that, but you're going to speak this.
That's
and therefore,
right.
I'm staying here. And guess what? Now they call you Healed McNeil.
Yeah.
Now,
I get what you said when you just stated it that. But, you know, that was me. I claimed healing.
Mm-hmm.
But don't tell me. I don't have kidney disease and I'm not doing dialysis.
You had it.
Because, you know,
mm-hmm.
that wasn't realistic to
yeah.
me, you know.
Gotcha.
So,
that's real.
And this young lady that's in the book, you know, she was raising her younger son and her and younger brother, you know. And it was people that came in their life and corralled her, but then she was, you know, she got treated real bad.
Yeah. Oh, this
know.
Is a good read, huh?
Ooh,
you
that's
know,
a good
she
read.
She got treated
yeah.
real bad and she, it was hard for her to, you know, to come to the point where there is a God and God is going to deliver her out of all this.
Amen.
But he does, you know.
Amen. Wow.
You know, we're going to take a break. We're going to be right back. And I do mean right back.
I'm bridging the gap.
Yes and amen. We are back in the house with this great message of forgiveness. Like I said, we got about four different shows going on
my
here, y'all.
My God, my God,
four different
my
broadcasts
God.
Going on here. So I'm just going to let the Lord have his way, and we're just going to conversate wherever way y'all want to go, and I'm going to follow your lead.
We're going to turn it over to the weeping prophet. I'm over here crying, y'all.
I done threw my hands up.
I was trying to hide my tears, and he just done blasted
the tears. I was trying to stick with the book, but the book got me gripped. See, because I done found out that this book is not just a novel. This book is an experience.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, and I really, you know, don't want to go too far into the book.
Because we want you to buy the book.
And I want people to buy it, you know.
Yes.
But, you know, after I decided that I'm going to live and shall not die and declare the works of the Lord, you know
now.
What
okay.
I'm saying, is this is where it comes to this. And, you know, I'm 62 years old, and
wow.
now I'm starting to live, you know, for real, you know. live without all that madness out in the streets. And, you know, I feed the homeless every chance I get. And, you know, I do things, like I said, get them in treatment and stuff. Because, you know, I want my good, my works to be good when that day comes he called me home. You know,
yes.
I want to be able to say, him to say, well done, my good and faithful servant, you know.
And you're right. You don't look like what you've been through when you talk about, okay, I'm 62 years old. First of all, I didn't know that. And that's a blessing because, you know, a lot of times when we get even past 50, you know, we got a lot of 50-year-olds that's not wanting to live.
Right.
But especially when they're diagnosed with so many different issues and things of that nature. But I like what you said is, how can you tell me that I don't have kidney failure or I don't have this when I'm living it, but I am still proclaiming the victory and the healing and the restoration? And I like the way that you were clarifying that so that somebody know that, hey, we know that you got it, but proclaim that he is your Lord and he will redeem the time. And so now that you are healed, McNeil, you walking it out and writing books and poetry. And,
amen.
You know?
And you know, God's just that good, you know. People, like I said, people is coming to church, people getting saved, you know, especially when we was out in, where my wife was born and raised. People was coming to the drug and alcohol meetings and stuff.
That's awesome.
Like that. And you get some of the older saints, and I know they mean well, but, you know, it's more than coming up to the altar and one person on his ear saying, hold on, and the other person on the other ear saying, let go. And, you know, you're confusing the person, especially just coming out from the streets, you know, and that makes them stay away, you know. And I always say, I thank God for my church because we don't go through all of that, you know. You know, it's a personal thing at first when, you know, you give your heart to Christ, you know, and then, you know.
Well, that's one thing. Jesus came for the whole man.
Yeah.
He didn't just come and he gives us these teachings.
Right.
You know, how can you really worry about the spiritual man when he got all these natural and then earthly things that needs to be satisfied too?
Amen.
So come for the whole person.
Right. That's right.
And that's what you're doing, man, with counseling, because like I said, I have never ever met a drug addict that wanted to be stuck on drugs.
Amen.
Now, I do know a lot of them that get stuck in drugs and they don't know how to get out of.
Right.
So they
That's
just
good.
Accept their fate. Right. But man, don't nobody want to be on that stuff, man. Everybody want to live a great life. You know what I'm saying? See, so you have to put yourself or position yourself where you can help them. That's
right.
A beautiful thing. You know what? And I'm just like you, brother. I'm going to tell you, I'm just like you. I know we don't get to heaven because of works. You know, but I do know when we get to heaven, we're going to be judged for our works.
Right.
So, I'm going to do everything I can do.
Hey.
I'm going to continue doing it in the name of Jesus,
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
So I'm with you 100, man. And I feel that. I feel that in your spirit. It's about helping people.
Right.
It's about being that place. I was praying for somebody the other day and I told him, I said, listen, I can pray the prayer of faith for you. I said, I can pray the prayer of faith, and I believe in my prayers.
Right.
I said, but God want to hear it from you.
Right.
You know, so we can touch and agree, but God want to hear it from you.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to open up your mouth, and you need to talk to him.
Right.
You know, and that's my altar call right there.
Yes.
You know,
Amen.
I'll pray with you.
Right.
But he want to hear it from you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
So
mm-hmm.
Repent, turn yourself, you know, and forgive yourself, man, because forgiveness is a mighty thing. And this is how important forgiveness is. Forgiveness will put you on forgiving somebody will put you on a road of empathy, sympathy. You know, you'll start seeing somebody that did you wrong. You start empathizing with them and seeing them. Okay, well, I see, you know, because I'm like you. You know, I some people I ain't done nothing to, and they just hate my guts. And I'm just like, Lord. Now, the Bible tells us don't pray for the destruction of our enemies.
Right.
A lot of people do that.
Right.
And
I say, Lord, bless them anyways. Especially people that I disrespected and mishandled out there. I said, well, Lord, whatever I did to them, give it back triple double if I don't get a chance to make amends with them.
But then the Bible also teaches us, it tells us that as long as it's up to you, get along with all men.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But some people you can't get along with.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And it's not up to you. It's not your doing. You're doing everything to get along with them.
Right.
So some people you just have to say, you know what? Bless them, Lord.
Yes. I never forget one time in church someone said, you know, you always look mean, or, you know, you didn't speak to me. And I recall the day that I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia, and it took them like 3 years for them. And they said fibromyalgia because they still don't know what it is, the inflammation, you know, and the pain. It feels like somebody, sometimes when I'm inflamed, it feels like somebody's scraping my skin.
Right.
And for years, for like 11, 12 years, and then the Lord had blessed me with a product that I started taking that was fermented that removed the pain. And it was a natural product. And at that time, and so when I got the natural product, I started hugging everybody because I couldn't even hug.
Right.
And it impacted my marriage, the intimacy in my marriage. So I had to come up with crafty things in my marriage. And so, you know, I'll never forget going back to that day. And she's like, well, you didn't speak. Well, at that moment, I was in pain.
Right.
And I didn't see her because all I felt was my pain. Yes. And I didn't see her. And I had to ask her to forgive me because I said I was going through my pain. But it wasn't until years later that she held that against me. And she told me about it. And I said, I hope that didn't damage you. And I hope that it didn't, you know, make you feel like I didn't care.
Right.
But I was going through my own pain.
Right.
And so I wrote about it. And I started writing that's when I really started getting into poetry.
Right.
And I started writing about the pain. I never forget, I got a flu and I wrote about the flu.
Right.
But I wrote about emergency, okay, the packet emergency.
Right.
I named the poem Emergency because it was the emergency that helped me.
Right.
What helped you to start writing and really get into saying, hey, I'm going to do a novel?
Hey, you know what? Before you answer that, I do want to go to a break. But during the break, give us a call, 336-896-1340. If you want a free copy, he gave me a copy, and I want to bless somebody with this. 336-896-1340 if you want a copy of this book. But tell them how to get a hold of your book, where the book signing and all that stuff is going to be.
Okay, I'm going to let my wife handle that part. I aggravated her enough during this process. So.
And I have to look it up because I don't know.
Well, we can come back.
It's going to be located while she's pulling that up.
I know
she's
it's going to be
address.
On April 29th.
That's right.
On Martin Luther King. I don't know exactly.
2037.
We're
going to
have a pop-up book launch, you know.
Signing,
light food, and just come and take a picture and, you know.
Just fellowship.
Fellowship and go home after that, because church
is
tomorrow.
2037 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, 2037 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. That is April 29th from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m.
It's High Point.
We would love
High
to
Point?
See you guys in
yes.
Greensboro.
In
Greensboro.
Okay.
We would love to see you
and
guys.
It's,
and
it's
also
actually,
on Amazon. You can get it on Amazon.
Just sit on Amazon.
Yeah. So
you can just look up the mother called me. My mother called me beautiful on Amazon.
Yes.
And you can put in McNeil after that. And it popped up. So and just know that on April 29th, when you go to 2037 Martin Luther King Boulevard in Greensboro, North Carolina, the name of the hall is the U-Haul Meeting Room.
Yes.
So it'll say U-Haul there. But go right on in and you guys going to enjoy it, and you'll
Come
be
on,
able
somebody.
To get you a book signed. And the book is for $18.99, but you know what? We're going to ask you all, just give a donation. Just give $20, okay? Come on and just throw in the $20.
Bless the man of God.
And bless the man of God.
Hey, the number here is 336-896-1340 if you want to copy the book. Again, the number here is 336-896-1340, and we'll be right back.
And amen. We're right here with Bridging the Gap with Minister Kennedy right here and Hip Hop Gospel. I just wanted to say that. Yes, yes, we are here with Bridging the Gap with Minister Kennedy. Oh my gosh, we got a caller on the line right now. Who do we have on the line?
J.B. Fleming McNeil calling all the way from Linden, New Jersey.
What?
Amen.
Amen. Who is that? Now, who is J.B. to you, my brother?
That's my son. My son.
The eldest.
Amen, amen.
Oh, it's a family affair. Oh, wow.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now, I know you're proud of your father and your mom and your brother here, and we see you online, and we hear you doing some great things. What would you like to say to your father about this book? I saw the congratulations, but go ahead. What would you like to say?
I just want to say to Dad, the best is yet to come. I know a lot of people say the best is here, but I still concur. Yes, the best is here, but eyes have not seen, nor have ears heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man all that God is doing and going to do in the future. And that's why I say the best is yet to come.
Okay.
And I'm very excited for all that God is doing with you. You never gave up. It wasn't easy for you. And even in the rough times, even at death's door, you still hung on in there. And I thank God for your strength and for your tenacity and for even regardless of what you may feel, you are a great example to the world of what God can do and that there's nothing impossible for God. So I say whether people are for you or whether they're against you, you just stay the course, Daddy, and I'm proud of you. All the way from New Jersey.
Amen. Well, right, thanks for calling. You, appreciate you calling, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, JB.
Thank you.
Love you.
Amen. That's awesome. You know, and that's a powerful testimony, you know, to come from your son. So I take my hat off to you, man. You know, I'm lost for words in the sense where, you know, you come with a lot. You know, and it's just like the scriptures points out, you know, much forgiven, much required. When we've been through some things,
yeah,
we just have a different perspective of who God is in our lives. And that's where I'm at. See, I know God saved me. I know it was God. One man and because I have that relationship, that solid relationship, can't nobody tell me nothing. Amen. Can't nobody tell me God ain't real. Can't nobody tell me nothing. I'm done in this. God has sealed me in this.
Amen.
See, so I stand up to my dime. And, you know, we have similar testimonies. I mean, I've been through a lot. And I just learned to appreciate God in the process of it. Because I was like you, man. I was like, man, is this it? You know, I woke up, and I can never stop telling this story because it's so real to me.
Amen.
I was on headed in. I told it last week. I was headed into surgery. The doctor said, Dwayne, you're going to wake up and be paralyzed for life. I don't know why a doctor would say that on the way to surgery.
Wow.
Nevertheless, she did. And I rolled in and I woke up. It was 3 a.m. And I was laying in the bed paralyzed. And you know what? This was a defining moment in my Christian walk. Because I was looking around the room. I woke up 3 a.m, dark, cold, and I'm looking around the room, and the only thought that came to my mind was, Lord, what can I do for you now?
Right.
You know, it wasn't about, oh, man, I'm paralyzed. Oh, it wasn't none of that boo-hoo and all that stuff. It was like, Lord, what can I do for you now? What can I do?
I can relate to that because I even would say, Lord, I can't do nothing for you jacked up like this. You know, you're going to have to heal me, you know. So, and I also wanted, you know, I thank God mostly because it was first my father who compelled me to even try to go get clean for the final time because, you know, just to see him cry over my situation. And my father says even today, his favorite scripture, follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. So, you know, that's even forgiveness is a big part of that, too, you know. So, you know, and
that's awesome.
In the story, you're going to see forgiveness all over the book. know.
And you know, it's interesting you talk about that, and you mentioned your father, and then your son just mentioned his father, you.
Right.
And the powerful thing that, you know, resonated with me was the fact that he took the time to call and also to say thank you for being an example, not just to him, because, as you know, a lot of times we don't forgive our parents.
Right.
And he's saying to you, you were strong, you were tenacious, you were determined.
Right.
And to hear that, you know, I saw the tears up come up in your eyes. And, you know, how did you feel?
Everybody crying up in here.
I know.
Well, you know, it wasn't
JB,
my father.
JB, that's your fault. We're going to blame it on you, JB.
It wasn't my father that was doing anything wrong. He was just, my father would wake up 2-3 o'clock in the morning and be screaming and hollering, Lord, save my son. I know the neighbors heard him, you know. And
you said the neighbors heard him.
I know the neighbors heard him. Everybody heard my father just crying, you know, because I was just that jacked up, you know. And, you know, even to the day, he ain't never gave up. You know, he ain't never gave up. It's me that hated church and hated that lifestyle because I was introduced to something else. Then that was Satan, you know, kind of trying to compel me to stay out there in the world. That's why I stay on my son, Malachi, my youngest son, because Satan want him bad, you know, because he lost me. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he definitely going to try to come at him. So I tried to tell him, you know, this is what you got to do to keep him off of you.
That's,
you know,
right.
You know, and stay away from people, places, and things, you know, going back to addiction, you know. That's in just life, period, you know. So my son keep me on my knees, you know, both of them, you know.
And that's awesome.
My father stayed on his knees for not just me, you know, my other brothers and sisters, too. You know, he stayed on his knees, and, you know, my father, you know, he had five of us, and all of us are saved, you know. All of
that's us, great.
The Holy Ghost. I have a son, I have a brother that's 2 years younger than me. He's right by my father. You know, my father pastors the church. He's the assistant pastor.
Amen.
Wow. And, you know, and they're doing great things. And then I have sisters and brothers all over the country. You know, they're doing great things. They was waiting for me. You know, they were praying for me. You know, so.
When did you turn your life over? What age were you when you turned your life over? And you walked away from the
26 years ago. How old was I? I can't even remember. I'm 62.
So you was in your 40s.
Yeah.
In your 40s. So that's a testament to all y'all praying mothers and fathers that keep saying, hey, save my son, save my daughter, don't you dare stop.
That's right. We call them bounty hunter prayers.
What? Yes. Did you say bounty hunter prayers?
Bounty hunter prayers. That's what he prayed for me, those bounty hunter prayers.
They're going to come find you.
They're going to come find you, arrest you right where you are, arrest you in the drug house, arrest you in the liquor house, arrest you right where you are doing what you're doing. And so don't give up. Y'all keep on praying, keep on praying.
That's right.
Keep on praying. And you know, I see here earlier in your notes, I kind of peeped over in your notes, and I see Colossians. What you got over there?
Colossians 3 and 13, forbearing one another and forgiving one another.
Mm-hmm.
If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye.
And that's what the bounty hunter prayers are, is forbearing one another's burden. You got to take it to the Lord in prayer.
You know, you reminds me of when I was younger. This was my concept. My concept was I don't get mad, I get even. And that was my whole concept coming up in life, you know.
That's real. Right.
And, and, you know, it's just like, I wouldn't be mad at you. But you know.
Just know
you're down
it's
the road,
coming.
Down the road, you know. And that was something I used to live by. And, man, when God changed you, he changes you. And I think that's the greatest testimony. I think that's, for me, that's the greatest testimony for me, to me, is that he changed me. Because I knew who I used to be.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And like I told you, I prayed a prayer seeking the Lord for many years to get off of drugs. Seeking him. Never went to rehab, but I was seeking him, falling on my face, messing up, going back out in the world. Yeah, the process. But when he delivered me,
Right.
Mm. And it was gone. The desires was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy because I was in Minnesota and he delivered me. And then it's a long story, but I'm trying to do it real quick. I was collecting unemployment checks from St. Louis.
Uh-huh. I've been there.
This is how God does it, man. Collecting unemployment. And it was that highway construction money. So that was like, I'm talking about like $1,900 every 2 weeks.
Asphalt,
you know what I'm saying?
Union worker.
Yeah. And I was working in Minnesota, but I was seeking him, trying to get, and then he came to me one day and he was like, you want me to deliver you? This is the conversation. And I don't say God said all the time. This is the conversation. Came to me, within me, and it said, you want me to deliver you, but you keep lying on this piece of paper.
Mm.
Now, I know it wasn't me because I wasn't messing with my money. You know what I'm saying? And it kept coming at, and I ripped that paper up.
Mm.
And this is a paper that I was getting from Illinois. It wasn't like walking around the corner and get it again. So I ripped it up, and the flesh kicked back in. I taped that thing back up.
Did you tape it up?
Send it back off.
Did you say tape?
The process.
You taped it back up.
That's the process. But I went through that for some time. But it was one day I just ripped it up. I ripped it up with no taping it back up.
Right.
That Friday, the court man came. The sheriffs came and said, you got to go to this court. They served me. I had to go to court that Friday. You're getting kicked out of a drug house. Mm-hmm. You know you're doing bad. You're getting kicked out of a drug house.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, wow. But in that process, I'm praying, seeking the Lord. I'm seeking him. This is how funny God is. I went to work because I was working. So I went to work and I had to be out the place Friday. This was Friday afternoon. I had to be out the place Friday. And I went to work and my buddy said, he was talking to somebody else. He said, my buddy got a room for rent. And I was like, I need a room.
Right.
Now you were lying on papers.
Yeah, I said I need a room.
Got kicked out the drug house, and you need a room.
Yeah, and I said I need a room, and he said I put him on the phone right now. He called him up. This is for cell phones. You know what I mean? And I talked to the dude. Dude said, "Well, I just got three requests. You pay your rent on time.
Mm.
You respect my house." And you attend my Bible study. Now, I was like, first of all, hold up. You're going to attend your Bible. But, I needed a place.
God will set you up.
Yep. And I said, okay. But guess what? This is the kicker. This is the whole kicker. As big as Minnesota is, I literally could see the drug house from the new house that I just got. Mm. The new place, the room. I literally carried my bed from the drug house to the new room.
Mm. Mm.
Just like that. And it was like, and when I moved in there, I never did any more drugs. The desires was gone. It was gone. Mm. So sometimes, sometimes God will put you in a place where you have to stand up and you have to do right or wrong.
Amen.
Because I know if I didn't rip that paper up, I'd have been still in that struggle, and it probably got even deeper, and the grip probably would have got even stronger.
Mm.
So can't nobody tell me that one, God. Nobody.
Them prayers reach.
I've been saved, sanctified. Filled with the Holy Ghost, miles. Loving the Lord.
Those prayers reach millions of miles.
Yeah.
They will catch up with you.
Yes. And, and before we went on the break, and going back to the prayers, when you talk about the prayers and what God has spoke to you, what was it that made you decide to write a novel?
Okay. I always wanted to, ever since I was a kid, but things were getting in the way and I was doing stuff contrary to even getting yourself still enough to write. And then when I wanted to get it out real bad, these last 2 years, well, up until March 2nd, the 2 or 3 years before that, I was in and out of the hospital. I would start, then I would stop. And then the publisher, she had to wait on me. And I have to get a give her a shout out. Right to Life Publishers.
All right. Right to Life Publishers.
Takeda Bryce, you know, she was a big help in me getting this book out. You know, so.
This is a book. This is some heavy writing.
Yeah, wow. So, you know, he got me to a place where I could settle down, you know. And the enemy tried to get me not to write because I have a box that I got stuff that I wrote 30, 40 years ago.
Really?
My wife wouldn't tell you.
He has so many books.
I got books that I don't even,
and movies.
I don't even have to start new ones. You know, I could just pick up the ones I got. Yes. You know, I'm working on a story now called Waiting for My Change to Come.
That sounds good. Wow. And you said he got books and books.
He has so many books.
Old poetry.
Yes. Movies and plays that's in him that the world has to see in him.
It's just they're so raw. I should have listened when I was in high school because my English is terrible, you know. And,
but that's what you got a team for, though.
Right.
See, you got a team, the editors and the writers, and you know, to help you with that. So, you know, the wealthy, and it sounds like you're a wealth whisperer. So, the wealthy, what do? They get a team.
Right. Yes.
So the Lord blessed you with an in-home team, in-house team,
right.
And that's what a team for. Mm-hmm. So don't let that deter you. And but you're articulating yourself fine because of the anointing. I love it when. Was it Peter Paul? Forgive me, my mind slips me when he says, "I didn't come with eloquent of words, but I came with the word of God to speak His word." Right. So there it is. And so what you have, release it, and because it's going to change somebody's destiny.
It will.
A result of that.
And my favorite scripture of all, you know. Ephesians 6 and 10, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Mm-hmm. Put on the whole armor of God that you be able to fight the wiles of Satan. You know, that thing just messed me up. And then it just go through the shod of the feet and the breastplate of righteousness, you know. And then, you know, people always ask, well, your back is open. You know, no, it ain't. It says goodness and mercy shall follow me all days of my life. So, you know. That scripture is powerful.
That's
you know, they all are, but that one, you know, is my favorite.
You a word man, right?
I don't think so.
Yes, you are. You know, you a word man because you're always talking about poems, poetry, all that. And every time we brought into you had a scripture with it, and you said that was one of your favorite scriptures. Did you have a scripture when you was out there doing your thing because it was instilled in you? From when you was growing up as a child, did you think about any of those scriptures ever? Yes or no? It don't matter.
I would think about them, but my thing was, Lord, forgive me. Please don't take me out of here in this state of mind the way I'm at.
Ooh.
You know, I had enough in me to, you know, to ask God to forgive me, you know. And, you know, just, I could tell you when I was living in Seattle, you know, don't ever lie when you're in addiction because, you know, I had, was dating this young lady, and, you know, she said, if you don't stop, I'm going to leave. So I didn't stop, and she left. So I played until I took a bunch of pills. She called the police. I didn't take no pills, but they got me to the hospital. I thought they was going to let me go. They kept me in there for 2 days. They put this tube down my throat, and, man, that's the worst thing ever. Don't lie about those you getting high.
Amen.
Don't
do it. But, I would always ask God to just please, don't never say, give me one more chance. Just say, ask Him to forgive you.
Amen. And time is flying, man. But we do have to take a break. And
I know this is good, ain't it?
Yeah, we'll be right back on Bridging the Gap. Hallelujah.
Wow.
This is WPOL. And W273DH High Point.
Yeah. is on the crackin' like. Tell them I was poppin' like. Give me some bass. Living life on the run, would I end up in jail or die by a gun? Can't hide when they come, y'all know where I'm from and I ride with the sun. My outlook on this world is from a G's perspective. Find those in the life to sin, get them born again, it's my objective. Bring your pain like method, but on West Coast Cali, tried and tested. Be caught in the best of the forces, the best of every day, but I got addressed it. With my street education and my organization, got the sword in my waist in, cause you come to my rescue, Lord, cause I'm facing a situation. And it's kind of hard to get the picture cause my pain is strategy. My dog's in the back of the dome and in the back of my brain with his brain splash. Why do the good die young? I heard a voice say, go back to the hood, my son, I'm gonna take tears away. So I took the underground back, grab my word to swerve, but can't leave without that. It's the father that you gotta be about that. Committee got my back and I can't got that and I can't got about that. I'm about that's grill. Gotta pay those bills. I'm out to make a meal. What you're gonna do is grill, then you gotta stay real.
Trying to pay the rent, my mama smoked up hers on dope. So the money spent corrupted by this ghetto living. Drive-bys and killings, the preacher's paid and I'm broke. So I can't feel it, I know the Lord is watching me. But he gave us free will, I feel that's what stopping me. Cause I'm in love, my script, my mind's on. Deep meditation about me and God's separation. If I don't do it, still going to hell. Here's my calculation, that's the situation. Knowing what I'm facing, seeing how me pacing. Repenting with no hesitation. Sin, drinking gin, but now I'm saved, so I know I can make it in. I try and tell my friends that's going out backwards. They either dead on the pen or somewhere scattered. So I hope and pray, God bless all the G's and open up their eyes.
State. No God, no faith in a dirty slate. Sipping ache with a life with a hate. Never see the pearly gates unless I make decisions in a hurry. I'm in a worldly state. My mind reprobates, my vision's blurry. Making amends in a hurry. Deep in the race, keeping the pace and keeping the faith. My buddy Tina was as evil as the people he faced. They finally dead up in the streets with a hit in his waist. Lord, give me the grace to do your will if that's my destination. Call it when I lost my estimation. Bob your head as a blessing.
Yeah.
morning selfies in your Bible app. Will he have to ask you Monday morning where your Bible at? All I see is idols in the church, we just like Babylon. Yeah. Y'all keep treating Jesus like the mob, but he ain't buying
that. On God.
Walking down them road of riches, hiding all the dirty deuces, eating all the pride and all the lies like it's so delicious. Then we had the service with the grace, but we got no conviction. Why y'all think the world's suspicious? Yeah. Y'all don't really get it. This ain't Bible dumping, TikTok jumping, weekend type of thing. This that battle Trump is devil punching, match up in the brain. This that cancer healing, soul appealing, worship to the king. If he really, really worth it, I should give him everything. If you really bout it, really, really bout it, you gon' have to pay the price. We ain't walking with him, we just talking nice. If you really got it, open up your pockets, time to give it all to Christ. Is it worth it, man? It's all up to you. You gotta
in my head just like a new tattoo. And if you count the cost daily, nothing you can't do. And yeah, we all in the coop, we go and ride for the truth. I lost so many in my life, it's like an eye for a tooth. Here I go, I'm born again and we on top of the basement. Harder than any rock and any pavement you stained in. Nothing is permanent, here take your best new next thing. Replace it all with him, no need for fishing, no nets, man. Oh no, it's called retrospect, man. To seen it all before, you best respect your test, man.
If you really bout it, really, really bout it, you gon' have to pay the price. We ain't walking with them, we just talking nice. If you really got it, open up your pockets, time to give it all to Christ. Is it worth it, man? It's all up to you. You gotta count the cost.
Nothing. Yeah. Yes, sir. I just want you to love me. That's it, that's all. Maybe somewhere in the clouds.
Somewhere.
God looking down. Maybe somewhere in the clouds.
Somewhere.
God looking down. Maybe somewhere in the clouds. God looking down, looking at me now.
Looking at me now.
Maybe somewhere in the clouds. God looking down, looking at me now.
Look at
me. I just wanna make you proud. I just wanna make you proud. I just wanna make you smile.
Please smile.
I just wanna make you proud. I just wanna make you proud. I just wanna make you smile. Try to make them proud. Try to make them smile. I was doing too much. I was acting wild. I was out here. I was out there. Probably seen me like everywhere. Probably caught me hanging with my head down. Bad news. My daddy in the feds now. The kids need food. Couple beds now. Wanna be the old me,
Corrid now.
Good Lord up above, above. I've been leaning on your love, love. This a cold world that we living in. Hard on the brother, trying to pay his dividends. Good Lord up above, above. I've been leaning on your love, love.
Yes,
let me know that you're looking down and you proud of me.
Yeah.
That's what's up, sup.
Yeah.
Maybe somewhere in the clouds.
Somewhere.
God looking down, looking at me now.
Looking at me now.
Maybe somewhere in the clouds. God looking down, looking at me now.
Look at me.
I just wanna make you proud, I just wanna make you proud, I just wanna make you smile.
Please smile.
I just wanna make you proud, I just wanna make you proud, I just wanna make you smile. Tryna make you proud is a tall task. Feel like I'm walking through tall grass. If I had me enough, maybe I'd last. I was dead, I was weak, that was in my past. Now the world going crazy, don't nobody notice. Air out of post, we stripped up our focus. Everybody walking around like they robots. Drug dealer, he done sold up the whole block. Good Lord. I'm surrounded by people. Good Lord, how can I please you? I'm surrounded by evil. I'm gonna need some instructions. I feel like giving up. I'm gonna need some instructions. They out here killing us. Maybe somewhere in the clouds. God looking down, looking at me now.
Looking at me now.
Maybe somewhere in the clouds. God looking down, looking at me now. I just wanna make you proud. I just wanna make you proud. I just wanna make you smile.
Please smile.
I just wanna make you proud, I just wanna make you proud, I just wanna make you smile. God, if you're up there,
yeah.
I'm just trying to do my best.
My best.
God, if you're up there, help me kill my flesh.
Yeah.
You ain't never failed me yet.
Nope.
You ain't never failed me yet.
Never.
You ain't never left me yet.
Nah.
You ain't never left me yet.
No, sir.
Yeah.
No, sir.
Maybe somewhere in the clouds.
Somewhere.
God looking down, looking at me now.
Looking at me now.
Maybe somewhere in the clouds. Looking down, looking at me now.
Look at me.
I just wanna make you proud. I just
yes, and amen. Welcome back. Welcome back to Bridging the Gap. We're in the house. What a broadcast this has been for me.
And me too.
Hallelujah. God is just awesome. I tell you,
this is awesome.
Amen.
Yes, and you know,
mighty God we serve.
Ooh, yes. And so, so we're excited that, you know, our new author is going to be Mr. Andre McNeil is going to read us a little insert of what you're going to be getting when y'all come out to the book signing.
Okay, it says here, I think this is the first chapter. It says on page 9. About 2 years prior to her death, my mother became extremely sick. She contracted HIV from a crack cocaine and heroin addiction and was constantly in and out of the hospital. My mother told me that it was my father who introduced her to the poison of that drug. This led me to believe that somehow she was dying. I felt like she was compelled to tell me the truth about her and my father's relationship. How she got hooked on drugs and about the secret relationship she and my father had. I remember that day in her hospital room. I sat in a chair beside her bed, looking intently into her eyes. I felt if I took my eyes off of her for even a second, I might miss something. My mother was expiring very rapidly as she struggled to tell me her story.
Wow. I want you to read more. But that's the whole purpose of us buying the book, right? You know, when you think about those the things that God download into us and in the form of a novel, you know, it's so creative, but it also pulls from Hallelujah. The natural.
Right.
You know, and so how did you feel when you finally finished?
I didn't know how to act. I was waiting and impatient for so long, you know, I didn't even know how to act, you know. It was like, I didn't want to get too excited, you know, and go overboard. But, you know, once it was really completed, you know, I was very happy.
Amen. Wow. And how did you feel, Adrian?
I was so proud of him. It was a weight that was like lifted off of his shoulders because he had been writing for so long, off and on. And from having to stop at moments when he was too sick to write, or even having writer's block. He was like, baby, writer's block is real. And like having to pray through that. Mm-hmm. So when he got that book finished, it was just such a feeling of accomplishment
for
him. Yeah, I'm so proud of him.
That's awesome.
And like I said, y'all, he has so many more books. If he don't mind me sharing, one of my favorites that he will be doing is entitled Now That You Black Women Have Exhaled. Let Us Black Men Breathe.
Wait. Now, come on. Say that again.
Now That You Women Have Exhaled, Let Us Black Men Breathe.
I want a cop.
Like, so that's just a taste of what Andre McNeil has.
Amen.
The gift that God has given him. So,
wow.
Y'all get ready. Amen. Y'all ready? I'm excited.
We ready. And that's awesome. And thank you for sharing with us, because you didn't have to do that. And I'm just honored that you even allowed me to share this with Minister Kennedy. And, you know, he's always been, I won't say that he loves supporting the men. And when I sent him the picture, he's like, yeah, when can you have him on? Can we do that this Saturday? You know, he's always trying to support men.
Right.
And I appreciate that, because brothers need to be really supporting brothers.
Exactly.
But I also want to give my homage to you, sister, to see you, and, you know, as a strong woman. And then when you be on online and saying, y'all pray for my husband, pray for this and do this. And you called in the prayer warriors. And then when you got well, it was like we were all excited, sisters, and to see you, you know, really support your husband and the side that I see when you're with him, that loving, submissive cheerleader, you know, supporting and rooting for your husband no matter what state. Yeah. And I appreciate that because that's an example to us and to the world. Going back to what your son said, you're being an example. And this is inspiring me, too, to continue because I got a couple books, but nothing has manifested. Yeah. And so we really appreciate you sharing with us what God has given you.
Amen.
Now tell us, we're about to close out. Tell us, how can we get a book, what number to call, where to find, and about the book signing, and then give your shout outs, and then we're going to close out.
Well, I know you can get the book, My Mother Called Me Beautiful, on Amazon.
Yeah.
And if you want to speed up the process, Amazon Prime will allow you to get it quicker. And the book signing is April 29th. That's on a Saturday on Martin Luther King. The number of the building.
2037 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
And that will be from 1 to 4. You know, come to just a pop-up book signing. Nothing elaborate, you know, no big party and DJ and none of that. I don't want all that.
And if you guys don't have your copy, you can get a copy at the book signing. We will have copies there for you. And Andre will autograph them. You can meet him. So if you don't have a copy, don't let that stop you from coming. Come on out, and we'll have a copy for you.
That's right. And then you want to give a shout-out to anybody?
I will give a shout-out to my parents, you know, first of all, and to Minister Takeda Bryce, you know, publisher, and to my pastor, Bishop Kevin Williams, because if it wasn't for Bishop Kevin Williams, I probably would have gave up a long time ago. He always have a encouraging word, yes, you know, to keep you, you know.
Amen.
You know, keep you afloat, you know.
That's right.
And, you know, like I said, he's younger than me, but, you know, I don't mind calling him my spiritual father, you know.
Yes.
And just a shout out to all my family, you know, both sides, you know, of the spectrum, you know. Thank God for all of you, you know. And
that's awesome.
Thank God for you.
Yes, thank you, Charity. Minister DeWine.
Minister Charity, and so definitely much. Thank God for you, Minister Kennedy, you know, for allowing me to do this, you know. Hopefully we can do something else soon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm impressed. I'm impressed with all the work that you professed on this program today, you know, the counseling and the rehab. And, you know, I went to school for chemical dependency as well. So, I mean, you know, I love it. That was the field that I went into when I got saved.
Right.
You know, so believe me, man, I'm with you 100.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's like I said, we had a couple broadcasts on here. I, you know, watching you and your wife interact, I'm impressed by that.
Yeah.
And the due diligence that she shows forth in conversating and the things that she said and the things that you said about her and the things she said about him and the whole situation. So I'm just like, wow, that's a faithful Christian woman right there.
That's
hard to find.
Yeah, it's not a front.
See, he's trying to go into another broadcast.
She's definitely Proverbs 31 overload.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not a prompt.
Yeah. Did y'all hear that? Proverbs 31 overload.
Yeah. And your testimony is just over the chain.
Yeah.
The whole gamut of everything.
Yes.
You know?
And so we thank you, and we want you all to come on out.
Come out.
Come on out, April 29th. And so my shout out is, you know, to Sister Jennifer Baker Graham. Thank you so much because you're the one that connected us.
Yes.
And so we're just grateful for that, you know, because of your sisterhood, to, you know, your dear friend here.
And
so thank you. And she can say.
We call them the chicas.
The chicas. Yes, all of the chicas. And so we thank God for you and also for what you're doing. We had to push her her event back, but we'll be working together with Minister Kennedy to get her event for her monologue. So we're excited about that. So we want to just say thank you.
If you stay in town a little bit.
I'm leaving for New York next week, for D.C. and New York next week, because God is doing some wonderful things in my life. Mm-hmm. And the prophecies that have come all over my life years ago are now manifesting, and I'm trying my best not to go into worship,
not to cry,
because God is good. Yes. So he's allowing me to do what I've been called to do. And that is to impact people's lives from a wealth perspective. Amen. And so I am excited. I am a door opener, and I had to recognize that. So if you connected to me, God is sending me places to open doors for you to walk in. So you just got to be ready to walk in. And that's where I'm at now. So these connections, so y'all let me go.
So Bridget and Gap, we have our own weeping prophetess.
Let me go and do what I got to do, but keep me lifted up in prayer, because as I'm walking in these doors, I'm leaving the door open for you. And I'm going to come back and let you know what doors to unlock. Hello. Come on. Y'all don't want me to preach right now, but I'm going to let you know there's a door over there, and there's a window over there, and there's something over there, because that's what I am created to do, is to make the connection. I am a connector and a change agent. And anyway, want to give a shout out to two shout outs. I want to give out a shout out to Miss Laura. This is her 60th birthday. She came by the shop today, and so happy 60th birthday, Miss Laura. And then I want to give a shout out to none other than Brother Calvin and Brother Talina, Sister Talina. This husband and wife power couple, they are so wonderful at Jewelry Unique Gifts and Accessories, right there at 500 West 4th Street in Winston-Salem. They are faith walkers chosen by God, and I just want to say thank you to you all, and for just loving on me. They adorned me for my birthday, and so I was all the way in San Antonio, Texas at the conference with the jury. They always look out for butterflies for me, so that's where I get my butterflies, y'all. So y'all going on over there, and my mask that matches my outfits and stuff like that. So I got my little spots that the Lord blessed me with, and so they are a power couple that's doing things. And they were on the radio earlier today with the game. They've been on the radio for about 2 years on the same station with the game, the life game, the church game.
Let's have church. My man, yes, Randy.
Yes, yes. And so I also want to give a shout out to our pastor, Bishop Kevin Williams. Thank you all. Thank you for the word that God puts in you, and to encourage us all. And we pray that God will give you the strength that you need to continue to do what you're doing, because you never know who you are uplifting in the body of Christ. And so we thank you, and we ask God to give you the strength. And thank you to all of you all, and pray for me as I hit the road. I'm on the road again.
Amen. Do what you
Amen.
Do.
Amen. 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 We love y'all.
God is good. Hey, we appreciate all the listeners for listening in today. We're going to go out, close out with some music today, but I always like to give a shout out to Pastor Stu Epperson.
Yes, thank you, Pastor.
Pastor Stu and Mike Carbone, stations, everything, man, around here. So we appreciate everybody that's involved in ministry. And like I said, I take my hat off to, you know, I call it ministry, but I tell you why I call it ministry, because all it is service. Right. But I put the ministry in it because it's service unto the Lord. Mm-hmm. And that's the kicker, because we all can do all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. But when we put our hands to the ministry, the work of the Lord, it's profound, and it's life changing, and it's soul saving. Mm-hmm. He gave us all of us. He gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Amen. To reconcile people back into him. So I just appreciate everybody that's combating this fight, because it's a job, you know, this, you know, and like I said, some people get stuck, but you know, it's we all have positions, and it's one body. Right. It's only one body. There's only one church. There's only one church.
That's right.
But it's many members. And we just need to find our part and do our part and pursue it.
Amen.
in the name of the Lord. And that's pretty much my whole lifestyle is about ministry. So I appreciate what you bring to the table and your family. You know, I'm checking out the young man here because I'm looking for a Christian rapper that gospel Christian rap. That's right. I'm just saying. I don't know if he won or not, but I'm just saying. Yeah. I'm looking for somebody.
He's shaking his head. No, wait, I'm just looking
for somebody to come on board and share their gift if that's their Amen. Gift. You know, but we just love the Lord here at the Light FM Truth Network. We just love the Lord and we just want to have him. Do what he do.
Amen.
And you see, he now I'm gonna shade real quick. You see how he's looking for a young brother. So y'all listen at that. He's really trying to support the men. Yes. And you know, we can't be mad at that. We got to support that. And so we thank you for trying to support
your
brothers.
I'm still waiting for some sisters to come up with this sound that they got.
All right, Serena. Yeah,
some say they got this music. These sisters got this music.
All right, Serena Amore.
Because we try to get this CD done.
All right, Serena Amore. You hear that? All right, Jennifer.
Amen. Blessing in the name of Jesus. But appreciate you guys.
Yeah. All right, New Jerusalem. Y'all hear that? All right, Adrian. Amen. Okay, we're gonna appoint Adrian to go ahead and lock that out on in because she got some connections. She got some connections. We're gonna go ahead and all right, Robin.
Hallelujah.
All right, Robin.
Amen.
We love y'all.
We'll be back. See you next week. Amen.
Peace.
Deep inside, I once was outside, but God, you said it's about that time, Father, you said. you have all my time, yeah.
Listen to every listener upon this right now. Whoever's listening right now, I'm here to tell you that Jesus loves you. Jesus has a plan for your life. He loves you so much that he went outside the box. He went outside of his spiritual realm into the physical to become a human and show you what life is, how you can defeat the dirty devil and get to his gates. So I'm here to tell you right now to go outside, not only physically, but spiritually and mentally, for you to go outside the box of what you want for yourself and for you to want what Jesus has for you. I'm here to tell you in the mighty name of Jesus that no action has gone unseen, and for you to go outside and preach that word in the mighty name of Jesus.
Father, them souls is waiting outside. I had to go outside for those who outside. I pray he touch you deep inside. I once was outside, but God, you said it's about that time. Father, you saved my life like you have all my time. It was waiting outside. I had to go outside for those who outside. I pray he touch you deep inside. I once was outside, but God, you said it's about that time. Father, you saved my life like you have all my time, yeah.
For the good, but when it's bad, they don't stay around.
Don't stay.
Never hesitate to walk my freedom, cause I'm almost bound. Out of negative voices, just talking, and I'm blocking out. We getting so high,
getting so high.
Yeah, we in the glory cloud. A billion voices crying out, man, that's how I have a sound.
Me up on higher ground.
never catch me switching, probably changed up the flow. Got a different approach, but the music I make, youngin' is still from my folks. Yeah, from north side to the east side, swear I throw up my peace sign. I just wanna share real truth, don't worry about my street side. From the south side to the west side, this way I saw my flesh die. Praying y'all will do the same so we can meet on the next side. Playing around, you better thank God. Don't play with him, you better play cards. Playing Russian roulette, boy. Why y'all boys trying to play God? State yard or the graveyard? Surrender life, let him take charge. He's supreme, respect the king, play your part. Jesus be a prince.
To the youngest, I am chasing millions. Stay alive to my ghetto children. A homicide or a prison system.
Down, hop in the goose, ride around town like we flexing the coupe, hoping their ears connect with the truth, give light to their heart and the next to the shoes, walk out the gospel, we stretching the deuce, I church in jeans, don't need me a suit, hate accept traps, but he pulling me through, woo, jacked up, a born sinner, fat, but I was born slimmer, don't mean I ain't a born winner, I'm born again, a born winner, I'm born again, you can't pluck me, death for hell, you can't touch me, rap game, you can't touch me, I'm not my own, please trust me, woo.
You say, homie, you a rider. I'm praying for you. Don't let this money get beside you. I'm praying for you,
Jesus be a fence.
Cause they spraying for you,
Jesus be a fence.
Cops are the boys on the block,
Jesus be a fence.
So I'm praying for you,
Jesus be a
praying for you.
Drinking orange juice without gin. We used to smoke the tweed. We used to play the women, get drunk, slang yayo to dope things. But we don't do that no more. We on a born again flow. Really though, we got the Holy Ghost in the dump. The real bomb, and it's all good. We're going on serving God, living saved up in the hood.
We're living saved. We're living saved. We're letting Christ be known up in my hood.
you're living in the city, man. Right. I'm in the hood, but I'm not afraid. But I still watch my back from them jackets. They don't know I'm safe. Trying to catch a brother slipping. I got the hedge of protection in the spiritual, so I ain't tripping. Ross ain't down with no sinning. The devil trying to get me caught up in the game. Testing me with the women. Yeah, the girlies all on my job. I'm living faithful to my family and wife. So I say not. I love God and he's all good. I'm going on serving God in the safe up in the hood.
And this left me will, gotta take it. No need to be a gangster pimp to make it. I'm keeping it real, keeping it coming to you. It was me, lost in my past. Don't let the enemy fool you. Locked in chains, struggling just to clear my name. Life without God, it's hard to survive this game. Like my homie, heartless, like didn't care. One shot, confined him to a wheelchair. I was wise, but my homie, he couldn't stop him. Back out in this worldly game. They shot him. Now will he live or will he die? The reports from the doctor state he's struggling to survive. Alone with his family members, we all praying. Laying hands on the brother's head, he began saying, I repent. Watch these tears from my eyes. On that same note, he relies.
One life to live, yo. Don't let the devil take your one life.
One life to live. I only got a one life to live.
One life to live, yo. Don't let the devil take your one life.
One life to live. I only got a one life to live.
One life to live, and I started in the negative. Now I'm reaching Christ, and it's all positive. It's nothing but a G thing, baby. It's nothing but God that saved me. Hold up, wait a minute, let's reflect to the past. Ready or not, I'm coming with a blast. I used to gangbang, used to slang the gang. Then I heard the voice of Christ, now my life has changed. It's too many alcohol wannabes.
Slipping in the darkness.
When you're stuck in darkness, a little light of doom. I'm representing Christ, so it's light to shine through. So let me get a little deeper with you. You're sleeping with the enemy, you're lost and turned out. One life to live, yo. Don't let the devil take your one life.
My life, sit back and let me tell you how I thought my life would end as a teenager. It's time for danger, couldn't control my anger. Phones blowing up from crack calls, gotta sling them. Walking around in a hood of death, stacking that cash, I couldn't control myself.
Not only that, but we were shot up, running away from those po-po's, knocking each other down, getting tied up. Living our lives without Christ, you know we can't do it. But together we would stand and press through it.
Tell me the issue. Tell me the issue. You do all that talking, then why you be stressing it? How you got issues? Stop all that. If you gave it to God, you wouldn't be running the gray, you know, tissue. I promise you would. Just give it to God and drop on your knees. I bet they gon' listen. Hey, watch how you do it. Hey. I'm finna call him a man. 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 Hey, remember them days I was tripping. Remember them days I was slipping. And he gave me a vision. That's how I got on the pimp.
I got it up.
I was down on the worst thing. Trying to make me a living.
I was down back.
Thank God that he saved me. Now I'm rapping for the babies. I'm rapping for all my generation. Trying to make it straight up out of the trenches. I was born in 1995, but it's feeling like I've been here for a century. I know you really can feel it. I got the Holy Ghost, I'm on the ceiling. Gotta look in the mirror. Look at myself and I know I'm the goat. Tell me the issue.
Tell me the issue.
You do all the talking, then why you be stressing it? How you got issues?
Stop all that.
If you gave it to God, you wouldn't be running the gray, you know, tissue.
I promise you would.
Just give it to God.
but he would not let you.
Enemy tried it.
Used to be friends, but since I'm convinced it wasn't official.
It wasn't official, though.
Saw a dead end wherever I ran. No exit to get to.
No exit to go.
God is the one that I run to when I got three or four mountains to move. Oh, what a peace that I willingly lose when I can talk to God, but I refuse. No, it ain't easy, but nothing comes easy. So won't you just heed me and have some more faith? Don't follow TV. Some preachers are greedy. They pray on the needy. Keep eyes on your plate. Speak a word over your life until you see it come to pass.